Absolutely, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, those who did wake up, suddenly they heard about Trump and QAnon, and they're like, "Okay, enjoy the show." You know, we were given all these slogans like "Enjoy the show" or "Sit back and enjoy the show," take a popcorn and enjoy the show. And it's no, there's no show going on. It's our life. I mean, I have to be involved. I cannot just watch it because I'm being fooled by doing so. And the reason I mentioned the Trump and QAnon is because more or less about that time, which is quite the beginning of this fuckademic or whatever it's called, just at the start, the QAnon stories, right, bubble, things kept coming out from there, like Israel will be the last. We are saving Israel till the end. And people were like, okay, that's good. I mean, at least for the Israeli crowd, you know. And I kept saying here in Israel, but not just, also in English to the world, to whoever wanted to listen, and obviously in Hebrew, Israel is the first one that they are going to take down for various reasons. And this is exactly what we are seeing now. So again, I will say it in short, roughly a year ago, when you and I mean, we know each other for longer than a year, yeah, but about from the start of this, sorry for my English, but this fa-corona, which actually it's fuck, fake, and corona together. Just, you see, I still keep my humor and my spirit up, what to do. But
I think that's important. I think that's absolutely vital, yeah.
I already started to tell my fellow Israelis to sharpen their Holocaust humor because it seems like we're going to need it again, still. So I kept saying at the beginning, no, Israel is not till the end, or it's not being kept to the end, or to be the last one, or for whatever. Israel is going to be the first country who is going to be taken care of. And now, even then, I was talking from a hunch, from my intuition, which is more or less many times, if not all the times, was quite spot on. I didn't know things that I know now that actually enforce what I said back then. But back then, I spoke out of intuition, out of my guts. And I was like, they're going to take Israel first. At the same breath, almost, I said they want to take down the Jewish communities, not just in Israel, around the world, and they want to take over our children. Now, this is not a surprise. I mean, those who are involved in the agenda of these Satanists and globalists, or whatever name they or we give them, we know they're really after our children. And they also after those who believe in God, the Creator, which some of them are Jewish people or Jewish communities, I would say, because it's not just people, it's communities around the world, whether it be New York or England, obviously other places as well, but more so in Israel. And since the fa-corona started, the Jewish communities in Israel, i.e., Jerusalem, Bnei Brak, Beit Shemesh, they are, in short, I will say something like this. When there's a police force fining shops and beating people in religious neighborhoods for the same stuff, like a guy who is opening his shop in Tel Aviv or just out demonstrating in another place, is not being fined and is not being beaten. More or less, yes, obviously there's cases to both sides, but just to give you an example, that's the reality in Israel in the last year. So the Jewish communities is really getting it much, much stronger. Now, the reason I asked
Now, you're
you,
talking about Orthodox Jewish, are you?
yes, sorry, yes, yes. I'm talking about Orthodox Jewish Jews, I'm talking about those who practice Judaism day in, day out. Yes, absolutely. Now, the reason, look, in the last few days, I put out a call. Obviously, you sent your email about one of these calls I put out in order to be interviewed, whether it's me or some other Israeli who can actually speak in English and tell to the world what is going on here. And I would like to have as many interviews as possible now in English to tell the world what is going on. Because what is going on now in Israel in the last couple of months, more or less, it's almost unbelievable. Almost unbelievable. And I will try and share this information.
Can I just interrupt you?
Yes,
to
please.
Go back over what you said, that Israel, you feel Israel is being targeted first.
Sure.
Now, why would they want to target Israel first? Do you have a hypothesis?
Yes, sure. It's not my theory or any hypothesis that I come up with. It's what they say. They would like to establish Jerusalem as their city to control the world from. They would like to have a third temple being built for Satan worshippers in Jerusalem. So obviously they would like to get to this point fairly soon. Now, a few things have happened in Jerusalem in the last few months that may also show that it's true. But anyway, we are still not there. But basically, this is one thing. One point is to take hold of Jerusalem. The second point is obviously the vaccine story. It looks like, I mean, I will go to it in a minute, but it looks like Israel is the world laboratory. And you may think, I will go into details about that in a second, really, in a minute, but you may think, okay, there's a good side to it, but there's a bad side to it. But actually, both sides are bad, because the media, the MSM, is playing with our mind quite a lot. And when I say the MSM, I don't mean just the TV channels and the newspapers or the radio stations. I'm talking about all the bloody apps that filling our, well, not mine, but most people's phones or screens with fake news through these apps of MSM. And it's the same like TV, it's the same like radio, it's the same like the newspaper. So people need to really choose their source of information quite... They need to really think about it.
And I think that it's not even that we're being given disinformation. It's that we are the targets of a psychological operation.
Absolutely.
Yeah?
This is flood the zone.
It's not just lies. It's actually we are being massively psychologically manipulated. So and we're constantly being misdirected. So we're looking in the wrong direction. We just cannot see clearly. It's incredibly difficult to see through all of this, to see what's going on. And I think it's incredibly important to look at the whole picture and not to be constantly focusing on one part of it. The vaccine, so-called, and we shouldn't call it a vaccine, but we'll come to that in a minute, that's only part of it.
Yeah.
That's a vehicle,
yeah.
Just as 5G is a vehicle.
Yes,
you know?
Yes, exactly.
So we need to look beyond that and see what actually is the aim here. Yeah,
yeah. And really, I mean, if now I'll go to, well, step by step, I'll try. Look, in Israel, the people of Israel have been trained and hypnotized for decades to believe their own government that is saving them from terror attacks, from nuclear Iran, from economic crash, from any sort of attacks from our seven neighboring Arab countries, and so on and so forth. So, and we had many, many wars in these last 70-something years. Israel have experienced many wars and became quite professional in finding solutions to fight the enemy. Now, most people, because of this enemy, and in Israel it didn't start in 2001, right? The war on terror, it started much, much earlier. So most people have been trained to believe the mainstream media, to believe the government, that they are saving us, the people, and they are telling us the truth. because it's about survival. It's about our life. And because mom and dad and grandma and granddad, they came from various countries after the Holocaust, of course, Israel is the homeland of the Jewish people. What we were not told is that Zionism or the Zionist movement have created so much disinformation, misinformation, and was part of, it's again, it's tricky to say it because I may be considered a criminal, you know. I don't know if after this broadcast, I don't know what will become with me, you know, in terms of the government and so on, but some things have to be said. The Zionist movement have tricked the people of Israel into believing that the Israel is the home of the Jewish people. Now, Israel, the land, is the home of the Jewish people. But Israel, the state, is a tool of the Zionist movement to have a concentration camp in Israel in order to finish what the Nazis, which were also a tool by the Zionist movement, what the Nazis did not finish back then, which is exterminating the Jewish people. Unfortunately, some people who may hear me, they say, no, you cannot.
I need to do due diligence as best I can, because I'm not an expert on any of this, yeah? Why would they want to exterminate Jews?
Look, you can go into history, never mind now the Fa Corona and this story in the last 1 year. You go into our history, you go to the Second World War, and you go into hundreds of years back and thousands of years back, and you see that the Jewish people, which are actually called Israelis, I mean, it's the people of Israel, the sons of Israel. Jewish is not a name that the people of Israel gave themselves, it's other people gave them this name, but actually it's the people of Israel. It's like saying for a Russian guy, he calls himself Rusi, not Russian, you know? So the English people call him Russian, but actually he calls himself Rusi, and I will call a Russian guy Rusi, because that's how you should call him. Anyway, so the people of Israel have been chased and been trying to convert the religion for centuries. Nothing started yesterday, right? Or in this last 1 year. The reason is because they believe in the Creator. They do not believe, or at least they're not supposed to believe, in demigods, semigods, demons, Lucifer, the snake, the sons of the snake. It doesn't matter now what name I give it, but all this Luciferian, satanic worshipping, the Jewish people are not supposed to believe this side of reality or this lane. We are not supposed to go there. And we have to, according to God and according to our Masoret or tradition, to follow this tradition, which is to believe in this one God, the Creator, which is above nature, which is above its creator, its creation, which is above anything or everything human or natural. It's just above it. It's outside of creation. The Satanists and globalists and their cults, various cults, they believe that nature is God. Now, the whole New Age movement, which again, Claire, I came to, I got sobered from so many things in this last 1 year. The New Age movement, in a way, believe that nature is God. The New Age movement is playing into the hands of the Club of Rome, for example, which put humanity as an enemy of nature, because humanity is the force, or men and women are the force that harming nature. That's why humanity is the enemy, and we need to, without saying it, but basically we need to minimize the number of people on the planet.
Well, The Club of Rome, I mean, a lot of people associated with the Club of Rome are Gaia worshippers, aren't they? And they, they think that everything must be done to save the earth, which includes including which includes killing the human population in order to save the planet. And I agree with you about the New Age movement. I mean, the New Age movement itself is clearly a hijack. I would say, well, certainly some people have alleged that it's satanic, yeah? And my own experience with it is all these people who say, oh no, don't talk about anything negative. Oh, I don't want to hear about paedophilia. Oh, that's so negative. No, I work with the light. I'm a light worker. So it means that they just sit around doing absolutely nothing because nothing needs to be done,
Absolutely. And
And I think that, we must all be light workers, but I think that it involves actually participating to make this world a better place,
I want to, I cannot share it, but for some reason, technical reason, but I would like to read it. It's from, you probably know it. This is from the report by the Council of the Club of Rome, the first global revolution, it's called. Okay? And it says, I just read it, it's just one paragraph. In searching for a common enemy against whom we can unite, now, just one point to the viewers and listeners. Again, these people were searching for a common enemy against whom we can all unite. So they don't take stuff that exists, they are looking for something, or maybe coming up with something that may be used as a common enemy. Let's see what they're saying. So, in searching for a common enemy against whom we can unite, we came up with the idea that pollution, the threat of global warming, water shortages, famine, and the like would fit the bill. In their totality and their interactions, these phenomena do constitute a common threat which must be confronted by everyone together. But in designating these dangers as the enemy, we fall into the trap which we have already warned readers about, namely mistaking symptoms for causes. All these dangers are caused by human intervention in natural processes. And it is only through changed attitudes and behavior, it's really important, changed attitudes and behavior, this is the Agenda 21, all right, that they can be overcome. The real enemy then is humanity itself. Now, those who write this report, they are part of the round table of Cecil Rhodes, which was sponsored by the Rothschild family, which also happened to be helped Trump a couple of times to get out of his debt because he lost a lot of money. Coincidence or not, never mind. What I want to say is, if I continue, I mean, you asked this fair question, why they want to, why they have something against the Jewish people, right? Look, I'm not in their brain. I'm trying to research and finding out answers, basically, and thankfully so, yeah. Basically, I understand they are jealous. They are jealous in men, in the sons and daughters of men, of Adam and Eve. Because the snake, who was real, doesn't matter now in what shape and how it came about, but it was real, his lineage, his sons and daughters of the snake, they are jealous of the sons and daughters of men, of Adam and Eve. And this jealousy, that God has chosen men to use or to rule over this creation, this dominion, is now, because until man was created, people have to understand that the snake back then was not the snake that we know now. He was standing upright. And after the sin, God punished him and took legs from him, and he had to crawl. So nowadays we see snakes crawling, but back then snakes did not crawl, they walked, and they were the only animal that could speak. So obviously they were, although snakes, they were top dog. But then came man. And then he was top dog, according to God. So obviously the snake, in a way, and this is really superficial because there's many people or rabbis who know much more about that, but still, snake was jealous. And he wanted to trick men, and that's what he did. And so, from back then till now, there is this war going on between those who worship the snake, the light from the east, the star from the east, Lucifer, Satan, whatever names we give this side of the black, the hidden, the dark reality. They are envy, they are jealous of the statue of man in the world. And they are fighting God by fighting or by minimizing or trying to diminish men. Humanity is the enemy, so they just wrote, yeah, a couple of 40 years ago or so. And what most people don't know, because that is part of the MSM brainwash, is that demons, demigods, semigods, dark energies, vampires-like energies, witchcraft, spelling, like to cast a spell, and stuff that we normally have in the movies or in fantasy books. Or this stuff is real. It's not fantasy.
Yes.
It's being put yes. out there through movies and books. So we...
You have to ask, how is it that we have these traditional fairy tales that have existed for so long?
Exactly.
You know, if it's not based on something, yeah?
Exactly. And once you start to understand that these things are real, these are stories from ancient times passing from generation to generation to warn us about, yeah? Not to slip into this road, but to be aware. And I'm telling you, Claire, from, although I'm not a religious practicing Jewish or Israeli, yeah? I know that many rabbis over the centuries have warned the Jewish people not to go to this lane, to this side of reality. You have to practice the Torah and to do good, stay away from evil, do good, pray, etc., etc. And the reason they warned us about it, it's exactly because of this. Because once you let this side energy, once you fall into the trap, there's no end to it. You will end up in hell. You will end up in a concentration camp. You will end up as a subject for experiment.
Yeah, I believe it's a slippery slope, yeah? As soon as you let your guard down and indulge in any kind of negative conduct, it just goes down from there.
And
Now, I agree with you. I mean, it has long seemed to me that Zionism is just using the Jewish people for its own ends. I mean, we know from the Second World War that it seems that the Holocaust, you know, now we're getting into very controversial territory. But I mean, there are allegations that actually the Holocaust was orchestrated. So the people who were funding Hitler actually wanted the Jewish people to be exterminated.
I agree, and there were Zionists.
Yes, the people who are perpetrating this now would be the descendants of the same people, and it's all part of the same plan.
It looks like it, absolutely. And
nothing is what it seems, in other words, you know? And if I can just say one, you know, it's very difficult to say anything positive about this situation, but we're all in the same boat. You know, these divisions between us, these Great. Apparent divisions between us of race and ethnicity and so on, and religion, these perpetrators are attacking all of us regardless, So actually, it's sort of breaking down these artificial barriers between us when we realize our common humanity And we realize that we need to work together, and we need to, because the whole divide and rule agenda, that's the modus operandi since forever.
Of course.
Yeah? To divide us.
Yes.
So we need to stop being distracted by that, and we all need to come together as one humanity and combat this. So that, I would say, is the good side of this.
I do hope it's the good side of this. I mean, it's hard to stay optimistic, I agree. And still, it's our obligation and our right to do it, to stay optimistic for ourselves, for our children. And, you know, as I always says, I say that we owe revealing and exposing the truth, not just to the future generations, but to the past generations who lost their lives and fight for us to live in this very special time, to fight for our freedom in what it looks like the final battle, you know, like that, because this is really something that involves everyone on the planet, everyone, even though those in Mexico or in Goa who are out there on the beach on a party, no masks, no curfew, no bullshit propaganda of for corona, they are also part of it, because if they will not stop it, it will come to their homes as well, because it's not about just the Jewish people or the British or the Hindus, or it's not about that. It's about satanists, Satan worshippers against life, against what is good and pure and alive.
Well,
and
I mean, I can't understand how everybody isn't getting it by now, because you know, you don't have to work anything out at this stage. David Icke said that the most dangerous time for these purposes would be when they want to have their final takeover of absolutely everything. He said then they would need to reveal themselves. Well, they have now revealed themselves.
Yes.
There is no doubt.
Yes.
And you know, it's not conspiracy theory, and I hate the term invented by the CIA, let's remember it, over the Warren Commission, killing of JFK. It's not a conspiracy theory, because they have told us, the World Economic Forum and its Great Reset, they have spelled it out for us, and there is now no doubt that we are talking about the expropriation of all your assets. They've told us you will own nothing and you will be happy. You will not be allowed into nature, because nature, you will all be pushed into smart cities with 5G and, you know, ubiquitous wireless technology and permanent surveillance and a technocratic state, a totalitarianism.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you won't be allowed into nature unless you happen to be one of the privileged or you pay. Everybody will live in matchboxes. You won't be allowed to eat what you want anymore, because everything will be rationed. I dare say it'll be something like the Soviet Union, where if you happen to own a large property, they will say, oh, no, that's too many square meters for you. No, we're going to send you five people to live in your apartment with you. Yeah? So we know it. Yeah, they have spelled it out. There can be no doubt. Yeah? Now, we still haven't talked about the vaccine, and we'll be coming to that in a minute. Yeah, but we don't have to guess anymore. This is a war on humanity.
Yeah.
And they are coming for the children. They're coming for our health, our minds, our bodies, want cyborgization. So we don't have to guess. We know what the agenda is. And, you know, it's Agenda 2030. And they want the main part of this plan done by 2025. So it seems to me the reason that they're pushing these non-vaccines so fast is that they want people to take this injection before people find out how lethal it is. In other words, they have to do this as fast as possible. But still, we'll get on to that part of the agenda, yeah?
It's not just
So
that.
yes, I agree with you that everybody has to come in and fight this battle. You can no longer stand on the sidelines. Yeah? Now, I don't believe in the innocent bystander. I think if you stand by and do nothing, you are actually making a decision that is a decision to do nothing that makes you complicit in genocide, which is what this is. Yeah? So everybody now has to do their part. And, I'm also going to talk about my hobby horse, which is people who wear masks. Yeah? Because I've never worn a mask,
Same
and
here.
it's absolutely inconceivable to me as a sovereign human being to be made to wear a mask. Yeah? It's not possible for me ever to
Same.
wear a mask.
Same.
You know, especially when I know that there is no pandemic, there's no virus, there's no pandemic, there's none of it, but a lot of people are saying, oh, well, I know it's a pandemic, but I don't want to have to argue with people at the supermarket or the post office here, so I just wear a mask, yeah? Well, I'm sorry, but those people are complicit in genocide. Because children are dropping dead from mask wearing. Old people, there was a doctor who came across an old person in London who was having real difficulty breathing. And he said, would you like to take the mask off? And the man took his mask off and his lips were blue from lack of oxygen. So if you are still wearing a mask and you know that this is a pandemic, you are complicit in genocide. Yeah.
Agreed.
And I'm going to tell you that, yeah. So I really think that people have to step up to the plate and start taking responsibility, because as you say, this is like the final battle, and we all have to make a stand here and talk to it, because otherwise we are just not going to survive it.
And I'm just, if I go back to Israel, up to now, most Israelis have not taken this genetic experiment shot, okay? What they call a vaccine. But there are millions who did, who have taken the first shot, and just less than that have taken two shots, and they were told that soon they are about to take the third shot. Now, all those people who did take the shots are actually, again, they do believe the mainstream media propaganda, they do believe the government, they do believe that there is a pandemic, and they do believe that many people are getting hurt by the pandemic, and the vaccine is good, the genetic modified substance in this shot.
Yeah, well, let me stop you there because I opened a couple of documents before we started, if I can find these documents. Let me just have a look. Hang on, I need to find it.
I'm just, look, I think people need to understand, and I'm telling you as well, Claire, let's say many people in Israel got the shot and it's placebo. Okay? Two shots and it's placebo. Let's say they will not, like really, really low percentage will get hurt by substances in this shot. Okay? And most people will be okay. And then what the next thing that will happen will be Israel is opening its economy. Why? To show the world that this is the way forward, which plays obviously into the Great Reset Nazi plan to take over the world, what they didn't manage to do in the Third Reich, they want to do now. So again, the plan, 13 out of the 17 goals of Agenda 21 involves vaccines. The plan is to show that vaccines are good. Now, all this fake science about vaccines is considered to be in the public domain solid science. And this is through the MSM. Bibi, who works, from what I see, he works closely with the Pfizer and Moderna companies. He works closely with the Swiss Economic Forum, whatever, Nazi plan. He actually wants to show the world that this is the way forward. It's a mutual understanding between Bibi and the Pfizer and Moderna and the Swiss that this is the way forward. And when they will show that Israel has opened its economy thanks to the vaccines, then more countries will follow. Then they are going to make billions and billions. This is one thing. Second, in the next coming years, people may die from a mutation. They may die from isolation, from depression, from amnesia, from cancer, for so many reasons, but it may be called corona or a corona mutation, which got nothing to do with the vaccines.
Well, yeah, but it's already being called that because the old people, you know, they've been administered these non-vaccines. It's actually a gene therapy product. They've been administered these non-vaccines in old people's homes, and they've promptly died. And the message that's been put out by governments and the mainstream media is that they died of COVID.
COVID, yeah, sure.
Not that it died, not that it had any connection with this non-vaccine that they had 2 hours or 24 hours earlier, but that they died of COVID. And then they say, oh, look, all these elderly people are dying of COVID. So everybody, quick, let's take this non-vaccine. But this is complete insanity.
And they are dividing
the whole thing on its head.
Claire, they are dividing now the people of Israel between those who take this genetic modified substance into their body and trying to open their business in order to serve others, but they should serve only those who took this shot. So basically those who
now,
did not...
Now, can we just stop there? Because I just heard about this from UK Column News on the 24th of February. Perhaps it wasn't them, actually. No, I heard from somebody else. Who told me that?
That told you what?
No, something I received by email, actually. That letters are being received now by UK businesses from the government asking them if they are willing to exclude people from their shops and businesses if they have not taken the non-vaccine injection.
Again, it's...
This is the latest I've heard.
So in Israel, they still didn't pass a law, but the media is saying this to everyone. The media is, I'm telling you, Claire, is so much fake news through the media. It's almost unbelievable. Again, I say almost because it's believable because they've been playing in this game for many, many years. But
yes, but wait a minute. Let's just stop there and just talk about the media for a second. You see, this is another thing. I don't understand how anybody pays any attention whatsoever to what the media is saying.
You should make acceptance here about Israel, because the people of Israel, they live in fear for decades. So when you live in fear, what you say, a psychological experiment. We are in a psychological experiment in Israel for 70 years now. I mean, I'm 49 years old, so only 49 years.
But hang on a minute. I have a theory that the closer your country is to the center of power, the more mind controlled the people are. Yeah? Because you and I have traveled. Yeah, we've traveled to lots of different countries. Yeah, and so I've been very surprised to go to certain countries, which I won't name, but let's say countries that are the underdogs. Let's put it like that, yeah? Several countries that are, let's call them the underdogs economically, yeah? And I found But I start talking about something as if, well, I wonder if this could be the case. And they just laugh at me. And they just say, well, of course it is. We've known that for years, yeah? Because they live in a reality and they openly, their media openly about the realities of the way this system works, yeah? So they're all very well informed. But if you go to the countries which are very much the center of power, in other words, the US and the UK, oh my goodness, this is where you find the mind control. You can't get through to anybody. So it seems to me that the powers that be don't give a damn what people talk about in the underdog countries. They can think and talk about what they want because they have no power,
Of course.
But where they exercise total mind control is in the countries where from which they are operating.
And
So
these
that,
are
in other words, the closer you get to the center of power, the more you get the mind control.
the countries where they want to depopulate the most. I mean, the US they would like to take down by 70%. The UK they would like to take down by 78%. Israel they would like to take down by roughly 50%. Maybe more, I don't know. So obviously the developed
And just to
countries.
stop you there, you're talking about the Deagle website. Because the Deagle website, as far as I know, Deagle is, I think, a weapons manufacturer and sort of,
Not a
weapons
manufacturer,
manufacturers
but
and
a weapon advisory website or whatever.
okay, sort of intelligence organization of some sort. Yeah? And they have this website and they're showing you, in their view, they're showing you what the targets are for depopulating the various countries by 2025. And you and I were looking at it the other day and observing, as you say quite rightly, that if you take my theory that the richest countries are obviously the countries where there needs to be the mind control, because otherwise you'd get very rebellious populations whereas if it's a country in sub-Saharan Africa, you don't care what people think there, for example, yeah, because they have no power, yeah. So what we were finding on the Deagle website is that it is precisely the richest countries that it appears to be the case that the plan is to reduce those populations massively. I think we were looking 78% reduction in Britain, not so much for Portugal. I think it was like something like
20.
30%, but I think something like 70% for the US.
Yes.
What was it for Israel? 58%. It was very
Something
high,
like that. Yeah, something like 50,
yeah.
60%. And look, it's so very soon, maybe this coming week in Israel, they're going to pass a mandatory vaccine law in Israel. Now,
They're going to pass
that's
that,
what they are saying. I don't know if it's true, but obviously there's lawyers who are working around the clock to bypass our human rights and the law, the rule we have for the, I don't know in English how it's called, but the dignity of man and its free and his freedom, all right? To pass this natural claim of my sovereignty by using law to enforce mandatory vaccines. This is one thing. Second
Okay.
thing,
So
I heard,
let's just
hang on,
talk
hang on,
about that for a
Claire,
minute.
one minute, one minute. I heard a rumor, which I'm still trying to verify it, but I'm not surprised. And I'm here. People need to know that. First, I thought Australia will go down, or New Zealand, or Serbia, or some other country, but it seems like Israel is the target, and there may be in few weeks. I mean, they already passed a law that all the information of those who were not, or refuse, or still have not taken these genetically modified shots, their information will pass to the local authorities, and from here to the police and to the Shin Bet, which is the security services, the internal security services of Israel. So it may be that in a few weeks they will go house to house. And we are talking about a war. We are talking about civil war. Now, many people have not taken this shot, but once they are come across, and by the way, they are already rolling food vouchers in Israel for those who will get this genetically modified shot, they can have this food voucher, because people are starting to not have money, and they owe their house to the bank, they owe their business to the bank, and etc. I mean, this is quite common now in many countries, right? In the developed countries, in the rich countries, let's say. And basically, they already passed a law to give the information about the unvaccinated, let's say, to the local authorities and the police, etc. And we may come into this reality that...
We need to slow down, because we've got to deal with this, try to deal with this step by step, yeah? So, first of all, let's go back to making these gene therapy products mandatory, because we need to deal with that. We haven't even dealt with the nature of this non-vaccine itself, so I don't know which to go to first, but maybe we should talk about the fact that it's not actually a vaccine, which I think that we need to make this clear to people. Now, there is the only legal case that I have come across is a criminal complaint in France, which has been lodged with the public prosecutor in Paris, and anybody can join this complaint in France, anybody from any country. But what Maître Broussa in France is explaining is that this is not a vaccine. Now, what is the definition of a vaccine? A vaccine is either a dead infectious agent or an attenuated, weakened infectious agent, which is injected into the body to obtain an immune response. And therefore, it's like educating the immune system that this particular pathogen exists, and then the immune system recognizes it and will fight against it. So if you ask anybody what a vaccine is, that is what they will explain. Now, this is not a vaccine. This is something totally different. What this is, and if you look at Maître Broussa's complaint, you can understand this perfectly. This is gene therapy. So this is messenger RNA. Now, the messenger RNA itself is synthetic, so it's not even natural RNA, it's synthetic. And they have sort of put this thing together, and it's injected into your body to override your body's operating system, to put a new operating system into your body to instruct the cells to produce, if I understand it correctly, this spike protein. So this is not producing antibodies. This is telling your cells to manufacture these spike proteins, and then your body will recognize these spike proteins as something that needs to be fought against, and so they hope that your body will then attack the spike proteins. Well, if anybody thinks that might be slightly dangerous, then I would agree with them, because this has totally unknown consequences. Now, if we go back to this messenger RNA and the definition of a vaccine, they have not isolated this supposed virus that they called SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. Never been isolated. So in other words, they could not inject your body, they could not give you a vaccine of SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19, because they've never isolated it. So they're not injecting that. So what they're injecting is a gene therapy product which has nothing to do with COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2, but they're hoping, sort of, by some sort of magic or coincidence, that if they inject this operating system, which forces your cells to produce these spike protein, that somehow, when the immune system starts attacking these spike proteins, that somehow this will have something to do with COVID-19 or SARS-CoV-2, if they're lucky. So the whole thing is completely speculative. It's completely new. Now, the only time that such gene therapy has been used in the past would be for people who have gene mutations which put them at massive risk. So they have very, very serious illnesses. And those people are going to risk engaging with gene therapy in the hope of a cure so that they're not crippled or they might not die. Now you're proposing giving this very, very dangerous experimental gene therapy to completely healthy people, and not just completely healthy people, but to whole populations across the world, to 7 billion people. And what do we know about the long-term consequences of this? We know zero about the long-term consequences because normally a vaccine, the production of a vaccine takes between 10 years. This has been produced in a matter of months and it's a completely new experimental technology, so we know nothing about the long-term consequences. Now, what else was I going to say about this gene therapy product? It's also really important that I'm forgetting. I've forgotten. But the other aspect is the fact that they want to make it mandatory. Now, if you look at international law, under international law, you have the Oviedo Convention, amongst other conventions, and the Declaration of Human Rights. Under